When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
Woke up in the morning. Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years. On the radio.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
So good morning and welcome to a completely different day than yesterday. Not only did we wake up with another new vaccine, which we did not wake up to yesterday, we're waking up to the temperature being triple what it was yesterday. It's 4 right now, but it's going up to 12 today, 15 tomorrow. And remember, it was like 2? Yeah, it felt like that. Maybe.
It was crazy yesterday.
Not hard on the immune system at all.
No, it's a headache day. Just heads up. Grab that Advil.
I said that weeks ago, and you guys laughed at me. But who's the expert on headaches now?
I work with my favorite old men ever. Look at you guys. Feel it on my knees.
It's true. You know what it is? Pressure headaches have always got me, even in like high school. But anyway, listen, we're gonna have a fun show today.
Cool. There's a text here from the 289 that I want to read this morning. Okay. OMG, I had the strangest dream last night that I had to share. I was at a skating rink where Adam Wilde was doing some promotional event on the ice. Mm. He invited me out on the ice where there were two empty pop cans that I turned on their side and stepped on. They stuck to my feet as skates. Adam and I then proceeded to skate, double hand in hand around the rink together. He finished with a dramatic figure skater spin. Oh. We continued chatting and exchanged some flirty touches.
Oh.
When he looked at me and said, "I'm buying us an apartment. Move in with me. No more spicy food before bed. LOL. Happy Thursday, guys."
That's like kind of hot. I like that.
I'm buying an apartment?
No,
I don't know what kind of money
thing.
You think I have.
So people have little night dreams.
Yeah,
dreams.
There you go. At least someone's
terrors,
thinking about me. It's a lonely, lonely little spot over here. That's great. That's nice. And no spicy food before bed, I think, is a good one.
Yeah.
And no spicy food in bed is also a good one, right? Let's not eat in bed.
Not necessarily true.
Jax, what's up with you?
Well, the world is finally whole again, guys. The Fresh Prince reunion came out.
Yes.
And yes, the original Aunt Viv and Will Smith have ended their feud after decades. So everything's coming back together. Or maybe they just did it for the special, and so we talk about it. But I like people getting along. So
funny what
happy.
Money will do, huh?
Producer Jesse, what about you?
Tomorrow is a big day because not only do we get Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber's new single "Monster," but we also get Miley Cyrus and Dua Lipa's "Prisoner." So we got those two new songs dropping tomorrow.
Like that.
Big fan
into that. Big fan of that. Both of those, are they the two hottest artists right now, Miley and Dua?
Absolutely.
Probably, yeah.
Hey, good morning. You can hit us up anytime. 999-999, even if you've got weird dreams about spicy food and skating with us. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There is a magical black and white squirrel somewhere in Toronto, and everyone is trying to find it. Several Toronto residents have spotted the unusual-looking squirrel in recent weeks near a location that no one will disclose for the animal's safety, and it's been posted a lot on Toronto's Reddit page. The squirrel featured on Reddit yesterday, who, according to commenters, has been living in the city for years, is a special kind of morph squirrel, which makes its coloring very rare.
Hmm.
You can tell it's magical because it has a small top hat and monocle.
No, it doesn't.
It does, and it can grant 3 wishes if you catch it.
I like animals and hats.
You do love animals and hats. So what else is up?
I don't know, TJ. This is your segment.
No, it is my segment.
Yeah, that's right.
Take two. Joe Exotic's legal team is so confident about his pardon chances that they have rented a limousine on standby.
Good.
They say that the pardon's going to happen. His legal team have received several calls from Washington, D.C. yesterday regarding his pardon. And they're so confident that President Trump is going to pardon him and get him out of prison that they've entered into an agreement with a limo company out of Dallas, and they're keeping a Dodge Ram pickup truck stretch limo on standby literally 24-7, so it's ready just in case Joe gets sprung from prison.
Boy, oh boy.
Just a reminder, he was convicted on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and two counts of murder for hire.
Two of them need to go.
Could that be too far for even Trump?
At this point, no.
Who knows?
At this point, it's a lot.
Because they're focusing a lot on the murder for hire and forgot about the whole he was terrible to animals.
Yeah.
The American Music Awards are this weekend. Woo! The Weeknd, Shawn Mendes, Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, BTS, Megan Thee Stallion, and more are all performing. And a couple Canadians are even up for nominations. The Weeknd and Justin Bieber. Perhaps you're familiar with them. You can check it out this Sunday, 8 o'clock, only on CTV. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I have to say, I gotta respect the fact that Toronto is so creative. There's lots happening here all the time, even in a pandemic. And people are finding unique, hilarious trading cards of the city's most infamous icons. So I'm not going to say that these are great. They're not exactly great reflections on our city.
But they're well known.
And they're funny. Right.
One Instagram user has said they reportedly found one tucked into the edge of the seat on line one's train. Mm-hmm. There is chair girl.
Oh, no.
And a description on the back. There is IKEA monkey, stylized and recreated. And there are some clever captions on the back of all of these things. Chair Girls reads, paved the way for the birth of a distinctly modern media career. By the way, she is verified and enormously popular on Instagram. Like, she...
What does she have to contribute? Like, what is she... What's her content?
Okay, so I hate that I know this, but she's in the States all the time at clubs partying. Like,
and
she gets paid to show up at clubs?
Yeah.
That stuff?
Yeah, and constantly... Everywhere she goes.
That's the worst.
It's crazy. Yeah. I can't believe it.
Wasn't she in Drake's music video for like a minute until they took it down?
Yes.
Yeah, he took her out of it. Yeah. And he was like, sorry.
True. Pretty good. Now, here's the question I would add to it. What else? What are we missing? So I gave you Chair Girl. I gave you IKEA Monkey. What else do we need?
Bellwoods.
Specifically. No. Just Bellwoods, the just location?
It's iconic Toronto things.
Russell Oliver, the cash man.
Yeah, that's good. True. I like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about Drake?
Oh, Drake could be a trading card for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Drake and his house could be different trading cards. I mean, because that's sort of a landmark now, is it not? It's where the palace. That's the palace.
They should have a trading card for Eglinton Crosstown Construction.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. I love that. Obviously, Rogers Centre's got to have one. Mm-hmm. And I think Scotiabank Arena. Yeah, for sure.
Dufferin Mall.
Does John Tory get one? Is he?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, he's a good guy, but is he iconic enough and associated with Toronto enough to get one? I know Rob Ford would have.
Yeah.
Rob Ford for sure would have had one. Is John Tory?
I'm going to say no, but it doesn't take away anything about John. It's just like, I think you have to have some sort of key personality thing going on.
Something infamous.
Yes.
So, like, if we're talking about Scotiabank Arena, it's the Leafs losing in Game 7. If it's the Rogers Centre, it's the Jose Bautista bat flips game.
The Kawhi cactus guy. Remember the guy
from
the Raptors night when they won and he was like, I found a tree for Kawhi. What's he doing now?
Hopefully he's safe and sound.
I hope he kept that tree.
I bet he did.
I hope he did.
I bet he did. It's
Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So it's kind of frustrating because when you're on dating apps, oftentimes you go through people's profiles and you right swipe them if you really like them. Only to really find out, maybe you never find out, but you just kind of get the sense that, well, they're not really that active, right? Maybe their profile makes a joke that's a little out of date.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, you know, like when you're...
What a crazy march.
Yeah. Just trying to get through this first lockdown, you know?
Yeah. Only in Toronto for New Year's 2018.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly. So, there was a TikToker that actually went viral claiming that Tinder only shows profiles that have been active in the last 7 days.
Yeah.
So, in the UK, the Metro newspaper spoke to Tinder.
Yeah.
And apparently, this person was correct. Only active profiles on Tinder show up when you are swiping looking through a match. So I can tell you for sure that that's not the case on Bumble.
Really?
Bumble is... Oh, it's just dead zone.
Expired wasteland.
I don't know. Maybe it's just Toronto Bumble, but Toronto Bumble's not good. Hinge is good.
Hinge is really good.
Yeah. I didn't do Tinder because I did Tinder back in the day.
Yeah.
And I've just heard Tinder's just a wild. It's just too wild. You know what I mean? Just a bit of a cesspool.
I've never been on Hinge.
Oh, you'd like
Hinge. Hinge is cool. There's a lot of ways to connect with potential matches on Hinge.
Yeah, you can like their picture.
It's like too much work.
It's not.
No?
It's not hard at all.
Well,
right?
Dating's just a lot of work, so.
Yeah. And you also have to like, because the thing is that with Hinge, it's sort of like, it's almost like what Facebook used to be. It's kind of fun. And then you like send a like to their picture. And if they want to break the ice with you, that's cool. And if not, it's just a like that passes into the night. But I know that like we have a mutual friend named Mark. When he was on it, he had 150 free conversations going. So if you want to connect with people, you can. But he's like, these are active conversations.
Yeah.
Tinder. Tinder, oh, at least.
God. A lot of middle names to remember.
What?
It's a lot of middle names. A lot of favorite colors.
Oh, what's your favorite color? What's your middle name? That's crazy.
That's a really good point.
That's
why you met your now girlfriend in real life and not on the internet.
Yeah,
that's why
you did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm old school.
And Jax, you met yours in real life.
I did. I met my girlfriend at a park through mutual friends.
They're saying that up to 60% of relationships are now dating apps.
Yeah.
Wow.
Most of my friends, and most of my married friends have met their spouses on Tinder or Bumble or,
Which is funny because the number one group of people who love dating apps are married people. Like, if you're single around your married friends,
the
first thing you want to do is grab your phone and swipe for you?
Can I swipe for you?
Yes. No, you're going to get a window shop for me.
I used to like to do that. It was because it's kind of fun, right? It's sort of like, would I say yes, would I not? And also, you're kind of choosing for your friend, which is wicked. And then all of a sudden, you're put into it and you're like, and then it's you.
Yeah.
You're like, this is way less fun for some reason. It's fun for the first hour.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, oh, no.
Then the tears come.
Yeah.
Then
you're like, please don't do this to me.
No, you have your first conversation and it goes nowhere and you're like, oh my God.
Oh, this is what it's like out here. It's just a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yep.
It's terrible.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, you're big on SoundCloud, are you? Or you have a friend that's big on SoundCloud? Well, now you can get verified on SoundCloud. Billie Eilish, Wiz Khalifa, a few other people actually verified on SoundCloud. Now, if you don't know what SoundCloud is, it's where a lot of artists have launched their careers.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like what Justin Bieber did with YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
People like Billie Eilish took off for having their songs become extremely popular on SoundCloud on their own.
Post Malone as well. That's where he first went big with White Iverson, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's where his song blew up overnight. Like, he posted it and woke up the next morning, it was everywhere.
So they're rolling out blue check marks this week for tons of artists, and it'll help the well-known ones, they say, stand out.
Yeah.
And will prevent people from faking like a Wiz Khalifa page or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of bummer news for like no-name SoundCloud rappers. You know what I mean?
It is. It sort of is.
Before, everybody was on equal ground. And now you're separated by a blue check mark.
Right. Yeah. And that as soon as you get that blue check mark, like on anything, on social media, there's just a little bit more credence. Like, you get a little bit more of a bump, and people are more likely to follow you, more likely to listen to your music as soon as you get that blue check mark. So the question becomes on SoundCloud, like it does on Instagram and Twitter, which we don't actually know why people are verified. We don't know what they need to be verified for.
Yeah,
they've never released the specifics behind it.
There's some interesting folks that are verified.
Twitter unverified a bunch of white supremacists, but let's not distract from the fact that they verified a bunch of white supremacists.
To begin with,
So what counts as somebody being verified? Like, how on SoundCloud, it's like, how popular do you need to be? Do you need to have a record contract? Yeah. Do you need to have hundreds of thousands of hits? Like, what is it that qualifies you? And that's the thing we just don't know. So, like TJ said, it's sort of a cool thing. The other thing, though, is in music, it's kind of cool to be the young up-and-comer.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes having the blue check mark pumps you into the mainstream. So it might be kind of cool for a little bit to be under the radar with hundreds of thousands of views.
And the way the SoundCloud works is like really good to explore and like get recommended music from what you're listening to. So as long as they keep the major artists like Billy and Wiz and like Trippie Redd and those guys that have been first verified, as long as they keep just the big artists verified and then leave kind of everyone else separate it like that, you'll still get your recommendations and the algorithm will work the way it has been, which is how you are finding and exploring new artists, which is the best part of SoundCloud, right?
Right.
So just keep it as is. Don't mess with the good thing. SoundCloud's so good.
Guys, You guys putting out your rap songs?
I got to take mine down because now I'm going to get buried with all these verified accounts.
Yeah, you need to find somebody else. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford hinted that big news could be coming on Friday. And no, not the good news. At his daily press briefing yesterday, he described the COVID-19 situation in Toronto, York, and Peel as extremely, extremely serious and warned of possible lockdown here. Also saying he expects new measures to be discussed at cabinet and announced in the coming days. He was also pretty mad at his press conference. That was pretty noted throughout the media, saying he was going after people who continue partying and anti-maskers as well, saying he's at his brink. Hey, good news for fellow Movember participants. Only 5% of people say they won't date a man with facial hair.
Huh.
86% of people say they like facial hair because it makes a guy look more masculine and mature.
Okay.
That's how I would describe me right now. Pretty masculine and mature, right, with this mustache.
If you have not seen TJ's mustache, please go to 99.9 Virgin Radio and see the video podcast. Oh, boy.
I would say that it looks like you have a little dusting of chips above you, like a little, like, Lay's.
But not plain even like Lay's. Yeah, not even like Doritos or something fun with a bit of color to it.
I want you to imagine TJ with that mustache whispering in your ear.
Should I try it right now?
No.
I hope you have a good day.
Ew.
I need the embrace of a woman right now.
Wait. One more.
Ew, TJ.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Ew. And why are your lips wet?
My lips are always wet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm just as creeped as you guys are. The Toronto Santa Claus Parade is still going down this year, but it's going to be virtual. And it sounds like it's going to have some very big name stars involved. So it's pre-taped from Wonderland. It's going to feature Santa Claus, of course, along with Dolly Parton, Kelly Clarkson, Meghan Trainor, and even Shaggy. Also, apparently, Sam Smith, Ty Dolla Sign, and Tyra Banks are going to be featured. It's going to be airing on CTV and CTV2 December 5th at 7 o'clock.
Love that.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ with a glorious mustache.
Thank you, TJ, with your glorious mustache.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want you to know that this morning, outside of doing her job, Jax has been clearing out emails from a particular person. And it's leading into what we're going to talk about, because sometimes with your family, you have to limit their social media access to you. They might not even know it. You might need to mute, block, whatever it is you need to do.
Yeah.
But Jax, what happened with you and your uncle?
I made a rookie mistake, guys. I gave my uncle my email address.
Never do that.
Love him. He's in Alberta. He's in his late 60s, and he has a lot to tell me about, let me tell you.
And
what.
He uses his email like he's in his late 60s.
Absolutely. Okay. Maybe even 70s. So I'm getting, just inundated. There's chain mail.
What do you got?
I've got, you'll never believe this, and it's like a golfing joke. I can't say
that. I love
and
those.
And it's like, forward this to 100 people, otherwise you'll have bad luck on the greens.
Yeah. And then I get the exact same email from my aunt, because she's being courted. But I got this email yesterday.
So hold on. Your uncle will forward it to like 100 people. And then your aunt
will forward it to me.
So you get both.
I'm in this web.
So you get it twice.
God. This web. So I got an email this morning in all caps. Now there's a beagle, ...!!! And it is a picture of I don't know whose dog by a couch. And no context, nothing written in it.
It's just a random picture of a dog? Is it like a really handsome looking beagle?
I'm assuming maybe it was like my family's beagle like back in the 60s, but I don't even know that for
sure. So it's a 60s picture.
Yeah, it's...
He at least learned to use the scanner, which is cool.
It's cool. Like, I honestly want to know, guys, is it wrong if I just move him to junk?
I thought about this.
Like, I love him so much. I do.
And you could develop what I call the TJ method.
Oh.
And where you give them.
What is it?
TJ, you have a complicated relationship with your family on social media. This is fact.
Let's hear it. What is it?
I have a separate email, which I give my family. And that's where all my family emails go.
Get out!
Yeah, it's my Hotmail. I give them my Hotmail address, and then they just send it there. So that's where all the chain mail goes. Sure, there's the odd time I miss an invite to a family reunion, but, you know, it's a, what do they call it, a cost-benefit analysis?
Wow.
No, that's not.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, what do you do with like, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
I have a no comment policy with my family on, because
you told them that they can't comment?
No. I don't comment on their stuff. Because you know how like your family will share like really weird memes and stuff?
Yeah.
Like your mom, Colette, I know, shares like some stuff.
Colette's
that you're, like,
bad news on social media.
Yeah. And there's so many times that like a family member will share something And I want to say something, mainly point out how they're wrong, but then I'm like, nah, it's not worth
yeah.
it.
So it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Yeah, don't get in there.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is what we're going to ask. You edit and maneuver and manage your family on social media because you have to.
You gotta.
How do you do it?
I also am curious if anybody has like siblings or in-laws muted on Instagram.
Oh, man.
This is where the tea is going to come out.
And the thing is, sometimes they know because they know who's following their stories and who isn't. It's like, oh, did you see what I was posting? You're like, oh, sure I did. It was great. 999-999 to text. 416-872-9999 to call.
When you listen to your ambition, you can accomplish amazing things. Whether you're looking to start your career or get ahead in your career, your journey begins at Seneca Polytechnic's Open House on Saturday, April 20th. Join us in person or virtually from 9 a.m. to noon to discover programs, meet Seneca experts, attend live presentations, and explore our campuses. You've got the ambition. Now take the first step. Register at SenecaPolytechnic.ca.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
When it comes to family and social media and, like, emails, too, management is key.
Yes.
As my mother likes to say, edit. Edit what we tell people.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm sure she edits what she tells me, as I for sure edit what I tell her. You know what I mean?
What are you hiding from your mom, Adam?
Oh, sometimes you just don't need to say stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is going to cause more harm
come on,
than good.
Mom.
Oh, my God.
I'm a teenager. No.
We going to do ground me?
Come on, Mom.
Yeah. So Sarah actually has a really great way because Jax's email inbox is filled up with, like, forward emails from her uncle.
I love you, Uncle Andy, Sarah, but this is too much.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you have a great way to manage your family on, is it Facebook?
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys know, but there's a feature on Facebook that is, you can make a post, a picture, whatever you want, and you can post it to everyone, and you can say, except family. So I have my family, like, under the category of family. Like, I have my mom as my mom and everything, and so when it comes down to it, they don't see things. I don't want them to.
That's so smart.
That's a good
that
call.
Is so smart.
I like that.
It's a simple feature. I think it came out like 2 years ago.
Okay, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to start categorizing because I think there's some people that maybe need to be excluded.
Did although Facebook do something good?
Yeah, really?
Right?
It's probably really complicated to use, yeah. But, you know, it's Facebook. Hey, Sarah, thanks for your call.
Thank you, darling.
No problem.
TJ, what do we got text?
A lot of exclusion going on Facebook with people's family. From the 289, our friend Russell says, the only social media I have is Facebook and my mom. We are not friends on Facebook.
Probably for the best. It's like being friends with your boss, right? It's sort of, I mean, our boss is fine. And
yeah,
I guess radio,
she's good on social media.
Radio's
yeah.
super informal.
Yeah.
But if you were like, imagine we were in finance. Probably don't want to be friends with our boss
no.
at that point.
No.
If you're insurance adjustments.
Unless yeah. they're posting like really great content.
Yeah.
Be in for it.
The financial tent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the 905. Oops. I also have a similar fake email too. As far as social media goes, I put my family in groups so they can't tag me in photos and they can only see certain posts, which I think Sarah was just talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah. 100%. Smart thing to do.
Another one here from the 905 from Jana. My brother is 3 years older than me, and when we were in high school, he had his Facebook set with me so that I couldn't see his friends, see his pictures, or see any wall posts. I could basically only see his profile picture.
Wow.
What was he hiding? Look at him, a secret government
you
project
what?
Is he
None
working on.
None of our
on.
Business.
It's probably just him in his room with
None
a Bob Marley
yeah.
poster smoking weed.
Like, yeah, that's... Can't let mom find out.
Yeah.
I'll be grounded.
I'll just throw it on the internet, though.
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There is a little magical black and white squirrel somewhere in our fair city, and everyone is trying to find it. Several Toronto residences have spotted the unusual-looking squirrel in recent weeks and have taken to Reddit to talk about it, talking about how majestic and wonderful it is. According to commenters, it has been living in the city for years. It's a special kind of morph squirrel, which makes its coloring so rare. Also, nobody will disclose the location of it for fear of the animal's safety.
Ooh.
What with everyone trying to catch it?
Woo! I like the idea. Okay, so
you
squirrels,
like little things.
And squirrels, yeah. Nobody gets this that's outside of Ontario, but like they're huge here. So I'm thinking it's going to be a lot bigger than you.
That
you
is true.
Expect,
people come
right?
from away. And
they're
huge and people
here.
Are like, "Oh my god, you're squirrels." And we're like,
right?
"Yeah."
Right? They're massive
okay.
and they get even bigger in
they
Ottawa,
do.
I hear.
They
and
do.
This one's very special because it is a very rare type of squirrel. It's black and white. It also can grant you 3 wishes if you catch it.
Oh.
Wears a small top hat.
Don't spread lies.
And it has its G1, which is very impressive.
Don't spread lies.
Squirrel is the Monopoly guy. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Squirrels can drive. They're just not good with directions. He's got to tell them where they go. Joe Exotic's legal team are very confident about the chances of him getting pardoned, saying the pardon's going to happen. Joe's legal team received several calls from Washington, D.C. yesterday regarding his pardon.
No.
And the team is feeling really good about his chances of getting out from behind bars. They think that President Trump is going to do it. And they're so confident in it that they've entered into an agreement with a limo company out of Dallas. And they're keeping a Dodge Ram pickup truck stretch limo on standby 24/7. So it's ready just in case Joe gets sprung from prison. Just a reminder, Joe Exotic is in prison on 17 federal charges of animal abuse and 2 counts of murder for hire.
Okay. Yeah.
So forget the murder for hire. Let's say they are able to disprove that.
Yeah.
17 counts, verified accounts of animal cruelty.
January 20th, boys. January 20th, okay? That is Biden's inauguration. And
we
on
think.
That day forward,
unless
we hope so.
Code.
Yeah, we hope so. Okay, shh. On that day, I never want to hear, and I know I will, but I just hope put this in the universe, never want to hear about Trump or Joe Exotic again.
You will get away from Trump.
I know.
We cannot get away from Joe Exotic.
Joe's not going anywhere.
He's the stain that does not come out.
He's just so awful.
It really is. The American Music Awards are this weekend, and we're going to see some fantastic performances from Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd, Katy Perry, Dua Lipa, BTS, Megan Thee Stallion, and more. Also, a couple Canadians are up for nominations, The Weeknd and Justin Bieber. Perhaps you're familiar with those two young men. Don't miss the show. It's Sunday at 8 o'clock, only on
CTV.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Can you tell they're our parent network?
Nah.
What?
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Amy is somebody that we wanted to introduce you to because she's been ghosted. And if you've been ghosted, you could feel like Amy. And Amy, you were set up through, it's a double date, right?
Ooh.
With the cousin of yours?
Yeah, my cousin Brody.
Okay.
He set us up.
Now, you didn't date your cousin Brody.
What? Adam?
Okay, I'm just checking.
No.
I just want to make sure it's clear that up. So
I think it's clear. I think it's clear.
And, you know, I'm glad you cleared
all
it
right,
up.
All right, well, see? Yeah, now we know.
There wasn't any confusion, but okay.
It was a little confusing. So okay. So your cousin Brody set you up with this guy named Greg.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And just to be clear, once again, you did
not
date
cousin.
Your cousin Brody.
Absolutely not.
All right, perfect. No. So tell us what happened from there.
So my first and only date with this guy, Greg, right? Brody's friend, not Brody. So we went on this double date with my cousin, Brody, and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg is Brody's, like, best friend. And so he was like, you know, I really think you'll like my friend Greg. Come on over, okay. And we'll play board games at his house. So, like, 2 Fridays ago, we all got together at Greg's house and we're playing board games and drinking, and we were just having, like, a really good time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Greg and I are, like, flirting hard, and there's definitely chemistry there.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, so we all have, like, a really good time, and Greg and I exchanged numbers, and he actually, like, texted me the next day, and we were texting back and forth. And so, like, after a couple days, I just messaged, and all I said was, like, so when can we go out one-on-one? With, like, a smiley face.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's cute.
Yeah,
now, was it smiley or was it winky?
It was winky.
Oh!
Asking the hard question. Oh. Good.
All right, you just tell him your ring size already.
Yes. Whoa. Stop it, TJ.
Whoa, TJ.
So that's why. That's what you're saying? That's
so what did he respond with?
Well, he just never responded.
Oh, he never responded at all?
A winky face. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. It was so weird because, like, I mean, we were. Like, we had a good time that night. We had texted for a couple days, and then I was just like, I was totally ghosted.
Yeah.
And I just kind of want to know what happened, and I'd love to go on that date.
Yeah.
So.
That's slippery.
That is slippery. That's weird.
Slippery.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So then what we're going to do is play a song. We're going to come back, and we're going to call him, and we're going to find out, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you missed Amy's story, she was set up via her cousin with a guy named Greg. Who promptly, after having a really good night with, like, they hung out, they did a little, like, it was, I don't call it a blind date, Amy, but it was sort of like you were set up together, and it was Brody and his girlfriend, and then you and Greg, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Right.
In terms of a double date, too, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so sweet.
You have
playing some board games.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. A little less pressure. And then you text him later after you guys are, you know, exchanging, and said, so when can we go out one-on-one, winky face, to which he responded, nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So this is what we need to get to the bottom of. Why did Greg ghost? Just before we do this, Amy, I ask everybody, you sure you want to hear the answers to this? Because they can be hardcore.
Yeah. You may find out he's a garbage muppet and you don't want to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That does happen.
True. I mean, I'd rather know than not know.
Fair enough. All right. So let's give Greg a call.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Greg.
Yeah, this is Greg.
Greg. Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, guys. I'm pretty good. Was this one of those radio prank calls or something
no,
like that?
Honey.
Are you going to get wacky on the radio?
We're going to get wacky on the radio? No, we're not. We're not. We don't do those. We haven't done prank calls ever.
We should start.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Surely Greg would be a fan.
Greg, you got any idea who we should call?
yeah, if you, not me. If you're
no, we're not.
We do
not.
Have some questions,
we
though,
do.
Sir.
We do. Okay, so can you tell us about Amy? And specifically, why you stopped messaging her, and this is not a prank.
This is utterly bizarre, but it was... it's weird to get called from Virgin Radio about this, but it was like messaging like my sister. You know what I mean? Like, why would you even ask that? This is odd.
Okay,
what?
Messaging your sister. We already had a cousin thing in the last. I'm confused here.
Don't
so,
do that,
okay,
Adam.
So explain what you mean by messaging your sister.
Well, so like my. Amy's my best friend, Brody's cousin.
Yes.
So Brody and Amy grew up together, and they're really similar, and she's like the female version of him. It's like he tried to set me up with her, and we all hung out one night, and me and Amy got along pretty well, but like we started texting, and I couldn't show you the shape of feeding, that I was just talking to like the female version of Brody, and like I kept sort of like thinking about him in ways you think about a woman, and it was all a bit too real.
And, okay.
So yeah, wait, when you say that they were similar, do you mean like physically too? Like they like she's just Brody with long hair?
Yeah, and like the same vibe and stuff like that. And that's not really what I was looking for from.
But besides like physical traits, like that's actually kind of nice. Like you obviously get along really well with your best friend, and like you want.
Yeah.
No, Jax.
No,
no.
Like,
there's
you want,
an implication.
No,
there.
You want the person that you date to be awesome. So obviously your best friend's awesome. So
you do, but it's like you know you want certain things from your you know romantic partner that you don't want from your best friend, and like maybe your best friend you really like is a friend.
Squarely on Greg's side here.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know families they have traits that look alike, and I remember I dated a girl who I was friends with, her cousin, exact same story. Mm-hmm. And her eyes were the same as his.
Really?
Get past it.
Yeah.
Couldn't get past it.
Just try turning the lights off.
Greg, Amy's a really good person.
Mm-hmm.
So, pressure-free, but we are going to make the offer. Would you want to go on a date with her sometime? Again, give it a shot. See if you can get past the whole reminds me of my best friend thing.
I mean, I like, you know, I'd love the offer of some of you guys paying for a date. You know, I'd rather not take Amy. Like, I'd like to take someone else. I've already gone on one date with her. You know what I mean? I know how that feels.
No.
Fair.
Okay. No. So you know what? It was only for Amy. We're going to end that there. But thank you, Greg. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for calling me, guys. And good luck with the prank calls.
We're going to kick that off next week. Thank you. Amy?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hey. What's up, Brody?
Okay, so are you guys that similar?
I mean, yeah, we are. We grew up like around the block from each other. We're the same age. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we
okay.
do kind of, we've got a resemblance. I'm cuter, though. I will say that.
Have you ever thought that maybe you and Brody could be together?
That's her cousin.
That's her cousin,
oh, sorry,
Jax.
No, sorry.
Jax. What movies have you been watching?
I got mixed up with that.
All right, so I'm going to say...
there's so many names! There's so many names.
So, Amy, are you okay? We just want to check and see that you're okay. and listen, we wish it had worked out for you this time. But we know in talking to you and even talking to you off the air that you're cool as hell. So, like, yeah, this is going to be no problem for you. You're going to find someone.
Well, thank you.
Just not Brody, okay? Yeah. Despite the advice that Jax has given.
I was mixed up.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Just so we're clear, first cousins are out. Second cousins.
Yes, no, I know that. I know that. I got mixed up with names. I was overexcited. Wait. Stop it.
What was that second part?
Honest mistake. You know?
Oh, you get a certain way up to 400 and you're okay.
Adam.
I'm joking. Adam. Oh, for goodness sakes, can we make jokes in here? All right, so what are the texts saying?
From the 416. Wow, this is where we're at. We're ghosting. Now we're just encouraging people to date their cousins.
No.
It's a pandemic, man. Things are tough.
Someone from the 416. Y'all date your cousins or something? These jokes are getting too real.
1700s over here, my God.
All right, you're going to be able to watch that on Virgin Radio Toronto's Instagram page today. Bring your cousin jokes.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford hinted that big news could be coming tomorrow, and he's not going to be buying us an ice cream. I'll tell you that for free.
Stop it.
At his daily press briefing yesterday, he described the COVID-19 situation in Toronto, York, and Peel as extremely, extremely serious and warned of possible lockdown there. Also saying he expects new measures to be discussed at cabinet and announced in the coming days. He was also, this was noted by the media, pretty upset at his presser, going after people who continue partying in large numbers and anti-maskers, saying he's at his brink.
So here's the thing. Ontario is going to get 2.4 million vaccines from January to March 2021.
Yep.
If we can just hang in there for six more weeks.
Yeah.
That's all we need. That's all we got left. We could just behave for six more weeks, and then you vaccinate. The people who are going to get vaccinated first are obviously the elderly, people who are immunocompromised, and people in northern communities
who need it. Yes,
need it
and
don't have instant access to healthcare.
Exactly, exactly.
What that will take care of it. That will take care of those people. That 2.4 million.
Yep.
We got a population of 14 million here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that we got to protect, those people. So if we can just hang in for six more weeks, guys, no more lockdowns. Let's just stop partying. Yeah. Stop going to storage units and partying.
Stay in, be safe, respect each other, wear your mask, social distance, six more weeks.
So close.
Toronto Santa Claus Parade is still going down this year, but it's going to be digital. But there is going to be some big stars involved. So it's pretty cool. It was pre-taped at Wonderland. It's going to feature Santa Claus, of course, along with Dolly Parton, Kelly Clarkson, Meghan Trainor, and even Shaggy. Sam Smith, Ty Dolla $ign, and Tyra Banks are also featured. It's going to be airing on CTV and CTV2. December 5th at 7 o'clock.
I'm sorry, what network was that?
CTV!
That one cool thing about the pandemic, though, is the access now that we have to major, major artists because everything's, you know, digital and online. It's really cool. It sounds like it's going to be awesome.
It's going to be pretty neat. Yeah. Good news for fellow Movember participants. Only 5% of people say they won't date a person with facial hair. 86% say they like facial hair because it makes a man look more masculine and mature, which is exactly how I've been described since I started growing my mustache.
Is that right?
Sure.
It is. In fact, after the show, I'm going to be filming a small video for Movember, and we need your help with this video. If you have seen my mustache on Virgin Radio's Instagram
feed, it's gross.
It has been described as such, yes.
Yeah, honey,
a lot of people say I should be wearing like a little hat and driving a steam train, but I'm not.
Nobody said that.
People have been saying it. Anyway, you can text your comments in right now to 999999 on my mustache.
But we're looking for kind of like saucy
be
comments.
Funny.
And to give you some inspiration, like I would be like, hey, TJ, your mustache looks like if Adam's real beard had babies and then had another baby and that's how much hair you can grow.
Yeah. Or, you know, better than that would be good, too.
Yeah. I'm just off the top of my head. I listen.
If that was supposed to be inspiration, the texts are not going to be promised.
How about this? Hey, TJ, your mustache is yucky.
That's good.
Yeah. That works.
How about this? Make TJ cry.
No, don't make TJ cry. No,
don't. It's so easy.
It is. It is.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.